morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Out and About with Elaine. And this morning we have someone calling in, our local Attleboro Literacy Center Executive Director Joan Ritchie, to talk about the International Tasting on April 13th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And if you haven't got your ticket yet, folks, you better call them because tickets are going fast. And this is a great fundraising event. And we'll talk to Joan about who's going to be participating. I went last year and it was just really great fun. And it supports the Literacy Center. Their number is 508-226-13. I'm sorry, I was going to say our number. Oh gosh, good morning. The Literacy Center's number is 508-226-3603. The mission of the Literacy Center is to provide literacy services and educational support of the highest quality to individuals and families seeking to acquire the skills needed to attain personal and employment goals. They have been in business for so long, since 1988, when the Literacy Center, a nonprofit organization, started by a small group of dedicated volunteers under the leadership of the late Donna Morse. You know, it's just really a phenomenal entity here that we have in the city, and we are so very grateful that Joan Ritchie is at the helm and has been for quite some time, and she will be calling in and talking to us shortly about the programs and also about the fundraising event. And is she on right now? Oh, great. Oh, she did get up. Good morning, Joan. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
See, I was going to bring you to breakfast after the show, but I did give you that option of calling in.
Okay. It's early. It's Saturday.
I know, girl. I know. We're sharing coffee. I have mine next to me on my right, and I'm sure you do, too.
I do.
So it's so good to chat and catch up with you. Shall we go into some of the programs and services before we go into the international food tasting?
Sure.
Wonderful. Tell me something good.
Well, we just started a new class. A fourth class in English in the daytime. So now we no longer have a waiting list for our daytime English program, which makes me very happy. We have students from 56 different countries enrolled in that program.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's everybody's doing well, and we're adding computer classes and conversation classes. And then, of course, we also still have the high school equivalency classes, and those are going well also. So things are moving. We're, you know, Attleboro is getting to be quite an international place.
I guess so. I never realized that there were 56 different representative of countries around in the Attleboro area. I mean, go figure. And it's so great because of the basic, you know, the adult education courses that you have and the citizenship classes and the English classes and the GED program still going strong and the basic computer training programs and the one-on-one training, the tutoring. So, I mean, you've done an amazing job as director, and I know it's not easy getting the funding, and I think that when I was on the board, I remember all those grants and everything continued to come in to fund and support. Balfour was one of them that I that comes to mind. And you've come a long way, as they say, right?
Well, funding is always a problem, but we have such wonderful volunteers in Attleboro that that makes a big difference.
Yeah, you definitely do. I know on Facebook last night, a friend of my son's mother was looking for an opportunity to volunteer, and she had mentioned the Literacy Center. And she says, out into the World Wide Web, does anyone know anything about the Literacy Center in Attleboro? I'm thinking of volunteering. And I just did this whole, like, 15-paragraph thing about how great it is and how you should do it.
Good.
And so I'll be talking to her. I invited her to the International Food Tasting as well. I said, come meet you, you know, on Wednesday. So I'll be reaching out to her to try to get that. And I did go on Tuesday night to get my ticket. Thank you for putting that aside.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And one of the fun things about the tasting is that the students have worked so hard to make displays about food in their countries.
Oh.
So that is going to be really fun to look at that as you browse around and graze and eat and have a good time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, tell us a little bit about the International Food Tasting. It's coming up on Wednesday, and, you know, what time
Wednesday,
and where it's going to be.
Sure. Wednesday, April 13th, so it's a week from Wednesday, which is good because it'll give all the snow time to go away. it's going to be from 5:30 to 8 at the Elks Lodge. And tickets are only $15, which is quite a bargain considering all the restaurants that are participating. In fact, we just picked up another new restaurant. I'm so excited, Cafe Portobello.
Oh, my gosh.
They're going to be joining us, too. So we've got restaurants coming back for the third year, like the Boneyard with their fabulous wings, and J&L Catering, and Panera Bread, and Stop and Shop, and Roach Brothers are all coming for the third time, and the Elks make chowder and clam cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Young's Catering is our big supporter. They help us so much with this event, and they have come every year also.
Right.
And for the second year, we're having Bliss Brothers bringing ice cream, which makes everybody happy. let's see, who else is on the second year? Well, we've got a cup, Willow Tree Farm, I believe actually they're on our third year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the U.S. Personal Chefs Association by My Chef Laura and Home Plate Advantage. And these are, you know, individual caterers who volunteer to come. And, you know, it's great for us to have them, and they always make something really interesting. This year, they like to go to their own heritage, so they're making German-inspired chili and Indian-inspired carrot confections.
Well, wow, that's very interesting. I know so, last year I was talking to them about different things that they make, and if you have a recipe or if you want to learn something or how to make something, they were so great. People were asking them all kinds of questions. I have to say they were like one of the most popular tables there.
Oh, yeah, they're very personable. Mm-hmm. And then new this year, Russell Morin's Catering and Events, they're making empanadas. One of their employees is on our board, and she's from El Salvador, so she'll be doing that.
Mm.
And Olive Garden is new this year, Oven Essence,
oh.
which is a new bakery in North Attleboro. And the Breakfast Place, they'll be making Portuguese-style blade meat.
Oh, my.
They're new this year.
No kidding.
So, and Razzo Coffee to round it out. So we've got quite a lineup of food for a $15 ticket.
You can't do better than that. Are tickets going, selling well? Do you have some? Or are you almost running out?
We still have tickets. We will not be selling them at the door. So you have to get them in advance Monday through Friday at the Literacy Center. Or just call us and we can you can pay online and we can hold tickets for you. But, of course, they are limited.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we encourage people to get their tickets early.
Right.
Because once they run out, we did run out last year. We stopped selling tickets. So we're hoping to run out again this year, naturally.
Right, right. Wow, that sounds like so much fun, I swear to God. I mean, obviously. And tell us a little bit about the raffles. I see you have some raffles. Last year you had like two tables or three tables filled with baskets that you could win.
We had a lot of raffles last year. And this year will be the same thing. We're going to have a lot of restaurant gift cards, a lot of liquor baskets. We will have some baskets that are around because it's the international tasting, so we'll have them around the international theme of different things. I know there'll be a Mexico basket, and I'm not sure what else. They haven't all come in yet, but there's going to be a lot of fun, different fun baskets that people will be interested in. The tickets are so reasonably priced. You know, they're like $7 for $5 or something, so everybody... But, you know, we're happy that we can keep the prices low so mm-hmm. that everybody can participate.
Right. And you do. And I think you get a bigger crowd like that because last year, the place was packed and everybody, it was just really phenomenal. And every vendor that you had, I mean, it's so great to go there because every vendor was so friendly, you know, and welcoming
are.
And appreciative that you stopped by. And actually, I did business with one of the vendors that's not represented this year. I think they went out of business, and they did those little cupcakes, those little...
whoopie pies.
Yeah. I hire her for like maybe four events, and they were a hit, you know?
Yeah, they were a big hit. I'm surprised they went out of business, but...
Yeah.
It happens.
Yep, it does. Yep, it does. But you
we're
going to
have music by Dominic Cotoia.
Well, that's my next thing down on the list to say, who's providing music?
Dominic, he does a great job for us, and this is his donation, which is really very wonderful of him.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a cash bar available in addition so that people can really make a nice night of it.
Oh, and it is. And last year, I actually bumped into some neighbors when I lived on North Avenue in North Attleboro. And so you can come out and see your friends, families, and also, like, you meet all these people that you haven't seen in years. And it was so funny because Marie, her name is Marie, and she said, Elaine, is that you? And I turned around and go, oh, my God, I can't believe it. So that was like 15, 20 years ago, and it was like, oh, my God. It was so great, you know, to connect with people.
Yeah, it's an Attleboro event, which is nice.
Yep. I was just going to say that it certainly is, and it's going to be well attended, I'm sure, and we'll certainly promote it again, and I'll leave this information out, too, and we have stuff in the studio as well for folks to promote it. Such a great, great event. So what is the telephone number folks can contact you?
508-226-3603.
Perfect. That sounds great. Is there anything else you would like to add, my dear?
No, just a shout-out to our sponsors, Sensata and the Sun Chronicle is our media sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dirk and Cuddy, Willis McKinnon Insurance, Harbor One, Rockland Trust, and Mansfield Bank. Those are our main sponsors.
I see.
We appreciate their support.
As always, yes, and the community support, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, Joan, that sounds great. Thank you so much for calling in, and we will see you. I will see you there a week from Wednesday.
Very good. Bring your friends.
Thank you. I sure will. I will, and I'll talk to that volunteer again, too, on Facebook. Make sure that she comes, and I'll introduce you when I see you.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay, and if anybody wants more information, it's on our website, theliteracycenter.com.
Okay, sounds great, Joan. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Elaine.
Take
see
care.
You
Thank Bye-bye. You. Bye-bye now. All right, so that's Joan Ritchie, Executive Director of the Literacy Center. For more ticket information, you can dial 508-226-3603. They'll be open this morning at 9 a.m. Monday through Thursday, they're open at 8:30 in the morning. So please get your tickets. They do sell out, so we just want to make sure that you are aware. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We have lots of things going on in the area and upcoming things, and the Attleboro High School class reunion. Class of 1966 plans their 50th anniversary in August. So stay tuned. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Your open door is hope. Become a foster parent. DARE Family Services is seeking caring families to provide foster care for area children. While helping a child, you will receive excellent training, 24-hour support, and a tax-free stipend towards the child's care. DARE Family Services is a nonprofit agency which provides foster care for children throughout Massachusetts. For more information, please call 508-802-9515 or visit www.darefamily.org.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Hmm, cool. I didn't know that.
Yep, but the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
State Representative Betty Poirier would like to announce that she is hosting her fourth annual Senior Spectacular on Friday, April 22nd from 9 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. at the North Attleboro Middle School. Seniors, family members, and caregivers are invited to visit the 100 agencies and companies that will be on hand to give information on their services. There will also be a celebrity fashion show and senior-oriented workshop. If any senior requires transportation and lives within the communities of Attleboro, Easton, Foxboro, Mansfield, Norton, North Attleboro, Plainville, Raynham, Rehoboth, Seekonk, Taunton, or Rentham, please contact your local Council on Aging for transportation.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and our phone number here is 508-222-1320. Give us a shout out and say good morning. Anyway, Facebook is wonderful. It really is. It does provide a lot of information. And the Ralph Argwin from Country Gardens reached out to me and asked me if I would promote, and of course we will, the Attleboro High School class of 1966. They plan a 50th anniversary reunion, actually, and it's just really, really phenomenal, the things that they're having. And it's going to be held in August. Actually, it starts August 19th, but they want to get the word out because it's a two-day event from Friday and Saturday, and there's so much information on all of this that the cost is only $50 for the two-night event, and folks, you just, it's just really unbelievable to have such a great organized class reunion. I mean, they have 2 days, Friday and Saturday, and there may even be a brunch. They were talking about Bliss Brothers on Sunday from 8 to 10, but they're holding right now. So they're asking me to give you the information and the phone number for more information. It's 508-431-1255. And you can talk to Ralph about this at Country Gardens for ticket information. But each week, I figure what I'll do is I'll try to mention this each and every week. It's the Attleboro High School Class of 1966, 50th Class Reunion. I will definitely have Tony Viveras on as well because he is a part of this group. It was a great picture on Facebook, too. They had the committee there. Excuse me, and it was just really, really super great. So listen, I know Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35, but there is a really great indoor activity coming around until Sunday, and it's the Rhode Island Home Show at the Rhode Island Convention Center. And today it's open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday it's open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Adults is just $10, and kids 15 and under are free. So, I mean, you can take a tour of a solar tree house. You can learn about interior design challenges. Yeah, I do need that help. You can learn about home technology as far as, like, you know, ADP systems and security systems. Also, you can get some really great tips on natural landscaping and solar panel energy expos, and they have demonstrations. They have a job bank, so you can go there and listen to what's available around the area. There's cooking demonstrations, seminars, and of course, exhibitors. So, I mean, National Grid, Cabot House, Cox Cable, Anderson, AAA, are just a few of the sponsors, and it's going on today at 10 a.m. to 9, and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, it's only $10, and it's a great, huge show. They brought in a lot of equipment and things. I work near there, and roads were blocked, just like with the NCAA tournament was in town, only a little bit different and a little bit more calmer, I should say. If you'd like to jump on the line, we have lots of time today, which is great. Generally, we're running and ripping and running, I should say, but we do have some time. Some unique things that are happening, because I always like to give you the uniqueness of the show, is that, Downtown Abbey, everybody that watches this show, they were fascinated by the costumes and not only the great acting and the storylines, but the costumes. Well, at the Rentham Inn, they're hosting a fashion show, and it's really unique. They give you a timeline of what fashion was all about. Like, for instance, in the 1900s, 1901 to 1910, Women wore uncomfortable corsets that created an S-curve. It was pretty, as you look back on the show, you will see that. And then it moves forward to 1912 to 1914 when the waist moved up towards an empire waist. In 1914 to 1918, post-World War I era, fashions became more practical. Dresses were wider and shorter. And then after World War I, the silhouette changed and dresses were even more wider. Waistlines were going up as hemlines were going down. In 1920s, waistlines were at the hip and the hems rose again for that flapper look. In 1928, Downton Abbey's final season, hemlines finally hit the knees. So the fashion shows, there's going to be two of them. One is scheduled for today, and unfortunately, it is sold out. And there's going to be another one on June 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Procter Mansion in Wrentham. Tickets are only $20. It's going to be really a fascinating event, and you can call them at 508-259-5160. I mean, for all of us that is experiencing Downton Abbey withdrawals, you know, this final season on PBS. The Procter Museum, the mansion, I should say, is having the special fashions of Downton Abbey, and it's really, really fascinating. The inn is an elegant and historical home built by Thomas Procter in 1861 and is occupied by his family during the same time that Downton Abbey took place. So if you want to experience that Downton Abbey look and feel, again, unfortunately, April 2nd, it's sold out, but June 18th, you can still do it by calling the Procter Mansion at 508-259-5160. So that sounds like something fun to do eventually. And we have another caller on the line. Good morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I'm a little under the weather with all these allergies floating around, but doing the best I can for not sneezing on air, that's for sure.
I heard you talking to Joan Ritchie early this morning.
Yes.
And it's a very good cause. And I hope that, Dominic does well. Although it's always, we listen to him promoting this, and I think he's more interested in the food that will be available.
Oh, my goodness, yes. The food is always great. It really is. And if you
know, Holly won't have time to do any music when he's grazing. It's hard for me.
Now, Bruce, come on now. Of course he will. The music is always great, and he does such a fabulous job. He does. And the Literacy Center is near and dear to my house because I actually volunteered there for 9 years, actually.
And are they going to have some canned spinach someplace for Jim Corbin?
I don't think so. I think that it's just
That's how they can entice him to be there, don't you know?
Oh, I didn't know. That's interesting. That's interesting, Bruce. But are you planning on going? Would you be able to go?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, I figured I would ask anyway. But it's a great cause. The Literacy Center is just a really phenomenal entity in Attleboro. We're so very, very fortunate to have this wonderful...
I was just sitting here figuring whether or not I would go to breakfast this morning.
Oh, really? Well, I think you should because, it's raining out, and I'm sure you can get a seat at the breakfast bar because maybe not too many people will be venturing out. You know where I'm going later? I have... this woman from Shanghai, China, was transferred to London, and now she's in Providence, and she's leaving to go back to London on Monday, and she wants me to, I volunteered to take her to the Wrentham Outlet, so we're going up to Wrentham shopping.
To spend her money. I remember you talking about this last week.
Yes. Yes, sir. Well, I have two places that I'm going, but she wants to go to these other places, and I told her, sure, I would do that. Even in the rain, I said to her, sure, why not? Because she doesn't get out here very often. So I figure, what the heck. So you're planning on, you may be going out, or you're going to stay in because of the weather? What's going on?
I'm not sure. I probably will go out.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you definitely should. We're going to get an update with, Jim Corbin's going to be calling in after our break and talking to us about the weather. And
I had a tooth pulled about a week ago, and it's giving me fits and starts.
Ooh, that's not good. That's not good, my friend. No.
This means that Monday morning I'm going to have to make a trip back there. Say, what the hell did you do wrong?
Are you sure you're not eating something you're not supposed to, Bruce?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not, because I can't eat.
Oh, really?
But I can drink.
You want to hear a true story? I went up to Boston for some testing and everything, and the doctor said to me, well, you have to drink more. And I go, great, this is wonderful. And I said, I like white wine. And he looked at me laughing. He said, no, he said, not wine. He said, I'm not talking about alcohol. He said, you have to drink more water. And I said, what? And he started laughing. And I turned so red. I said, oh, my God, Elaine. Oh, jeez. But anyway, true story. Yep, it is. So he says, so what are you going to have? And I said, 3 glasses of water. He shakes his head. No, you got to drink more. And I said,
and
all right.
By the way, I was happy to see that Mike's there this morning. I hadn't heard him so far. So.
Oh, yeah, Mike is here. Do you want to say hi to our good friend?
No, I...
No, he's coming on. Hold on. Give a shout out.
Hi, Bruce.
Well, good morning. I wanted to be sure you're there. You know, I hadn't heard you so far this morning.
No, I'm just feeling a little below the weather, but I'm okay.
Well, you have a Brayton and Sherry co-host there this morning that keeps you in line, hopefully.
Yeah.
So, well, you all have a good day. We'll talk with you later.
I love it. Thank you so much, Bruce. You take care of yourself, and I hope you feel better for next week. All right, there he goes. All right, that's our good friend Bruce, and he's always a pleasure calling in, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. I know that at 7:35, we have a lot of different things I want to talk about anyway, but we have a lot of things going on, and unfortunately, Tony Bennett was here in town, and we missed him. He performed at Mohegan Sun last night. Tony Bennett, wow, I didn't know he was still touring. But we do have a lot of out and about activities. We do have to take a break. We're up against a break right now, and we will be right back after these messages.
Things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed, could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The 2016 Massachusetts and Rhode Island Masonic Con will take place at the Ezekiel Bates Masonic Lodge, located in Attleboro, on Saturday, April the 23rd at 9 o'clock a.m. Have you ever wondered what a Knight Templar does today, or who the Shriners are? Come meet them all under one roof and learn what lies beyond the third degree. Not a Mason? Well, not to worry. anyone interested in Freemasonry is cordially invited to this event. For more information, visit their website at eb1870.org.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
Yes, I know, everybody. I know it's going to be rainy today. Oh, rainy days and Mondays, I know. We have Jim Corbin calling in shortly about our weather and what's going on with the rain, I know. But on a lighter note, I mean, I hope it doesn't rain too bad today because the Attleboro High School Music Department is having a car wash today at the Triborough Gulf Station on Toner Boulevard today from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I really do hope that the rain holds out just a little bit. So please go out and support the Attleboro High School Music Department's car wash today. It's located at the Triborough Gulf Station at Toner Boulevard from 11 a.m. to 3. So we want to make sure that we get out and about and support them. All right, the lottery numbers. Mass daily number is 5391. Rhode Island daily number is 7387. Mass cash, 12, 14, 21, 26, 28. Mega Millions, good luck. 25, 28, 33, 41, 69. The Mega Ball is 6, and the Mega Plier is 2. So, that's great. We've got a lot of things going on. And also, if you want to get some chili, because it's so darn cold out, you can go up to Foxborough. The 5th Annual Chili Bowl Cook-Off will be held today from 1 to 3 at the Bass Pro Shop at Patriot Place in Foxborough. And restaurants will compete for the title for the best chili. And you can actually, it's just going to be a really fun event. Admission is only $5, and proceeds will go to the North Attleboro Hockomock YMCA. So check it out and see. Get a bowl of chili on this very chilly, pardon the pun, day. And we have a lot of things going on, like I said before. So the International Food Tasting, again, I want to mention, is on Wednesday, April 13th from 5:30. To 8 p.m., and you can call the Literacy Center at 508-226-3603. So what is it about this weather report and this weather? My gosh, is my good friend Jim Corbin on the line?
Yes, he is.
Hey, Jim.
Hello, Lane.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy April.
Yes, happy April to you, too.
Late data, and boy, we have some wild weather to go through over the next several days, really. If it's going to happen, this is the time of year. So we've got a little bit of rain going on at the moment, as you know, and we're going to possibly see a thunder shower later this afternoon. Now, it's not going to be raining all day. In fact, there might be a bit of sun for a little while this afternoon, but I just want to get right into it because if we get a little sun, that could mean a thunderstorm that could have some small hail later on this afternoon. And then we're going to have a break in the action tonight. After that, we get ready for a very intense Arctic front that's going to be coming through. And looking at the possibility of some rain showers, very good possibility of rain showers changing over to snow showers, thunder snow. Strong winds, I'll tell you, I'm afraid, looking at the latest data, that we have a chance of seeing wind gusts perhaps up to 60, 65 miles an hour tomorrow morning. So that's going to exacerbate what we had the other day with those strong winds. Now, that was accompanied by no rain or snow. This will be an undoubtedly very wild situation tomorrow morning. So we're under a high wind watch at the moment for tomorrow morning. It's likely to change to a high wind warning. So I'm expecting more damaging winds tomorrow morning, not only just with some snow and even a possibility of small hail mixed with the snow, but also, again, these strong winds. So just make sure, I can't stress this enough, for not just today with the thunder shower, but especially before you go to bed tonight, make sure you have anything that's locked, that's outside. Typically a lot of times you see the barrels and, recycling bins blowing around. You want to take anything that's exposed inside. If you have plants that maybe you're out on a pot early in the season, what have you. You want to take them in, not because it's going to be really that cold enough to kill them, but more importantly, they could blow away. So this could be a wild event tomorrow morning. This is one of the strongest Arctic fronts and intensifying low pressure. Fortunately, it's moving along fast, but for 2 or 3 hours tomorrow morning, it could be one of the wilder mornings we've had. So, again, you just want to realize that. Now, then we'll have a break in the action, although very cold weather moving in. So winter is back here in the next first 2 days of April. Looks like we're going to have a break in the action for a time and then more snow and rain moving in with certainly much less wind as we go into Monday afternoon into Monday evening. But that could, where there is all snow, and the better chances of that would be from the Attleboro area, especially points north and west. It looks like another chance of about 2 to 3 inches of more snow. Now, again, this time of the year when it snows and during the day, it doesn't generally have a good chance of accumulating a lot on the roadways, but we certainly are going to look and feel wintry over the coming days. As a matter of fact, finally we're going to get a little sun by Tuesday afternoon, but it's going to be very cold, only in the 30s, with wind chills in the teens and 20s. And then it looks like Wednesday, probably the best day of the week in terms of mainly sunny skies and also somewhat less cold, highest temperatures, probably low 40s. And then guess what? We have more rain moving in and eventually some gusty winds by Thursday night and Friday. So we have a rather potent situation coming up, several events of varying types of weather this week. But again, I'm very concerned about tomorrow morning. This is one of the more, I won't get into the technicalities of it, but as forecasting for 33, 34 years, this is one of the strongest, although luckily, fast-moving fronts I've seen. But unfortunately, it looks like not only we're going to have snow, maybe thunder snow, but also very strong winds for 2 or 3 hours, which I'm pretty sure are going to cause damage at some point. Rattling of the windows, perhaps like we had the other day. Possibility of, maybe things off the roof coming off if the winds are just high enough. So you might have heard in Boston, one of the churches, part of the roof came off the other day. Those were southwest winds. This time we have a northwest wind, which is sort of a perpendicular difference. And so as I talked about the last couple of days, when you have a different change in wind direction and they're both strong, it looks like that means that you have a chance to maybe snap off more branches and trees. It's almost like in a hurricane where you have the wind shifting, and so you have very strong winds in one direction, and then you pull it back the other way, and it's like almost like a boxer. And so I hate to predict it, but I am predicting a lot of trees coming down and really just a wild situation, and wild, I say, in a serious way, because although it won't last long, it's not going to be, 6 and 8 hours situation, but it is going to be quite intense. So it's one thing to see the snow, but I'm afraid these strong winds are going to be an issue.
Wow.
Other than that, everything's okay. And we have a full pink moon coming up on the 22nd of this month. So
really,
that is also something to look forward to. Yeah, we're right now at the waning crescent, so it's a type of moon you don't usually see. Most people are asleep, but we'll have eventually the moon coming out in the next week or so in the evening, so that'll be good. But we have to get by, really, this week of a very differing weather. And again, today compared to tomorrow morning is not as bad. So other than that, again, as I said, everything generally else is okay. But again, I can't stress enough, if you have anything that's outside, make sure you have windows closed when you go to sleep. I know this is the time of year where people start to, especially with the mild weather we've had recently, you might leave a window open maybe a couple of inches just to let some air in. Well, certainly by the time you go to sleep tonight, make sure all the windows are closed, because especially the winds that face northwest, if you know the direction where you live, anything that's roughly west, northwest, or north, that is where you're going to have some of the strongest issues with snow coming down. Again, initially rain showers, but that'll be late at night, so most of us will be asleep. But if you're someone, especially it's a Sunday morning, obviously tomorrow, a lot of people will probably sleep in a little bit. It's going to be the more type of thing where all of a sudden you might be hearing just a roaring through the trees and the rain showers going over the snow showers and pelting the windows and everything else. So you might, instead of an alarm clock on your you know, the side of the bed, you're probably, the alarm clock tomorrow will be the weather.
Wow. It sounds like, and what about accumulation? Are you expecting any sort of accumulation?
Yeah, I'd say the accumulations for the tomorrow morning, I think, are not as much of the issue as much as the wind and the reduced visibility. But up to an inch or so, quite possible. The reason I say that is because it's going to be falling on milder ground. Now, the situation on Monday afternoon, is the fact that we would have had a couple of days of the cold weather. And so that one actually may have slightly more accumulation, maybe a couple of inches or so, but with much less wind. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a real quick, wild hitter tomorrow morning, and then a bit of a break tomorrow night, although cold. And then it looks like we'll get into some cold rain, wet snow. I say cold rain along the south coast Monday, probably down through Narragansett and New Bedford. Those places may just get a bit of snow and mostly just chilly rain. But so we have that. And then again, later in the upcoming week, another looks like a rainstorm and with some gusty winds then. So this is the time of year where we have a lot of strong windy events, whether it's raining, whether it's sunny like it was the other day, but we had those southwest winds. Tomorrow morning, it's northwest.
I see. So maybe even power outages as well with the trees coming down?
Oh, I would definitely expect that. I always hate to predict negative things, as I talk about over the years, but I would expect power outages tomorrow. And probably more areas than usual because the fact that we'll have some of the snow coming down and it's going to try to stick to the trees and then with the winds. And I wouldn't be surprised to see winds gusting slightly higher for a time than they did the other day, 65 miles an hour maybe. That's enough the wind is battering the windows, and you look outside if you have power lines near where you are or street lights, you'll see them rocking around, and mm-hmm. that's when they can snap or on their own or a branch falls on them. And again, this time it's a northwest blow. So this is one of the more serious, although not a long stretch of stuff, but going on probably between around 5 a.m. and 9 a.m. tomorrow. So again, I'm sort of in a serious tone just because some of the latest data that I've been looked at in the last couple of hours kind of leads me to believe that not long lasting, but it could be a rather wild time. So you probably want to make sure you stay indoors tomorrow morning, or even if you have plans tomorrow morning, just probably put them on hold for now. Look out the window, and if it's kind of wild, probably you might want to stay off the roads. Just because of you could be driving along, and like that happened tragically the other day to that firefighter there up in New Hampshire, where he's just driving along, and it was a real windy day, and a tree fell right on him, and he was killed. So again, if you don't have to go out tomorrow morning, I highly recommend staying inside.
Sounds like great advice. We'll follow it for sure, Jim. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, and again, I don't mean to end on a negative note, but again, the fact that it's April, eventually we're going to get back into the nice sunny days with somewhat less wind. But this week, I'll tell you, right through even Saturday, next Saturday, very changing weather. So I'll end on that note, Elaine, and I know you want to get to a lot of other stuff, but have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you. As always, it's a pleasure. Thank you for enhancing our show and also giving us some really great information today. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Elaine. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jim. All right. That's our meteorologist, Jim Corbin. Serious, serious weather coming up. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Stonehill College history professor and popular speaker Dr. Gary Highlander is returning to the Richards Memorial Library in North Attleboro. Dr. Highlander will present his talk, Go West, Young Man, Go West. The discussion will cover how the United States expanded after the Louisiana Purchase. Some of the states highlighted will be Texas, California, Alaska, and Hawaii. The talk will take place on two dates, March 17th at 7 p.m. and March 31st at 7 p.m. Reservations are required since space is very limited. To register, email mholmes@salesinc.org.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Britney Spears. I've had the pleasure of singing all over this great nation, but today I'm lending my voice to the 15 million kids in America struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
State Representative Betty Porrier would like to announce that she is hosting her 4th annual Senior Spectacular on Friday, April 22nd from 9 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. at the North Attleboro Middle School. Seniors, family members, and caregivers are invited to visit the 100 agencies and companies that will be on hand to give information on their services. There will also be a celebrity fashion show and senior-oriented workshop. If any senior requires transportation and lives within the communities of Attleboro, Easton, Foxborough, Mansfield, Norton, North Attleboro, Plainville, Raynham, Rehoboth, Seekonk, Taunton, or Wrentham, please contact your local Council on Aging for transportation.
Good morning, everyone. We are in our last 15 minutes. You still have time to call us and give us a shout out at 508-222-1320. Live, WARA 1320. We are on air live this week. There's a lot of different things, a lot of unique things going on. This Women's Expo at Twin Rivers tomorrow, it starts at 11 a.m., and it's quite unique. And even though it says like it's $10, when you get there, they'll let you in for free. I know this for a fact because I've gone for the last 4 years, but 3 years, I should say, and it's starting tomorrow. So, or any Walgreens, if you go into Walgreens, they'll give you free tickets at the counter. So that's the Women's Expo, and it's April 3rd at Twin River. And if you can't make it that week, April 10th, it's at the Holiday Inn in Taunton, Massachusetts. So there's a lot of theater going on, and Women of Color is going to be at the it's playing now through till tomorrow, and it's a mixed bag of Magic Theater on Mineral Spring Avenue. And Lorraine Mills Complex, I used to buy material there. So anyway, if you'd like to see a Women of Color play, you can call for tickets at 401-305-7333. One of my favorite plays is To Kill a Mockingbird. I used to have to read that in high school. That's running till tomorrow at Trinity Repertory Company. And actually, it is going to be, tickets are only $25. So To Kill a Mockingbird, tickets are only $25. So you can call them at 401-351-4242. That's really, really interesting. There's a lot of different things that are out and about and coming up as well. Sound of Music, it's a family fun event. That's going to be playing through April 10th at the Boston Opera House in Boston. The Wizard of Oz is coming from April 12th to the 24th at the Wang Theater in Boston. Disney's Aladdin Jr. will be performed today, actually, at the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket. And let's see what else we have. Oh, Sesame Street Live, Let's Dance. That's playing now till Sunday at the Providence Performing Arts Center. If you have little ones, oh my God, come on, bring them down to meet Cookie Monster and Elmo and everybody and have a good time. And like I said, it's running through till, April 1st to the 3rd, so it's still till today and tomorrow at the Providence Performing Arts Center. And lastly, Lego Day. Oh man, this looks like fun. April 6th at 11:30 a.m. to 1 at the Children's Museum in Easton. So kids can come in and they can play with all those wonderful Legos. Yes, parents and who have had Legos in the house, When you step on one of them, let me tell you, it hurts. Those plastic pieces might be cute as you're building blocks and things and objects and everything, but step on one, it brings you right to reality. Ouch. But anyway, it is a fun thing to do for the kids and for the kids. In the movies, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, April 8th. Oh my God, this is really great. At the Stadium Theater and Woonsocket, tickets are only $11, and it does contain adult content. You're invited to bring all the necessary props, except for the rice. So Rocky Horror Picture Show is on April 8th at 8 o'clock at the Stadium Theater. That would be so much fun to go to. And don't forget that there are a lot of different things happening in the area. The Rhode Island Home Show, for instance, is on till tomorrow. Today it's opening at 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5. So there's a lot of different things, from landscapings. You can take a tour of a solar treehouse, believe it or not. They have seminars, exhibits, cooking demonstrations. They even have a job bank. So check it out. It's the Rhode Island Home Show at the Rhode Island Convention Center. It is huge. It is huge. In the theater, in the movies, it's a great day to go to the movies, but not tomorrow, as Jim Corbin says. You know, Deadpool is playing. Let's see what else is playing. Hello, My Name is Doris with Sally Fields. That is still that's going to be a really great show. And if you haven't seen Star Wars, it's still playing out there. You should definitely check it out. For all of us who are Star Wars fans, it does not disappoint. It's really, really great. And one of the best films I've seen this year so far is Whiskey Tango Foxtrot with Tina Fey. Just phenomenal, phenomenal storyline. It is not a comedy. It's based on a true story about a TV reporter, and it is great. Zootopia for the kids and adults. Fun, fun, fun. And, of course, Batman versus Superman. I plan on seeing that. The Dawn of Justice. I don't know, Mike, do you like Batman or Superman better?
I like both of them, but I guess I would lean more towards Superman.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Maybe I can't even believe they're putting them up against each other. I thought they always were working together on the Justice League.
Well, that's what I thought, too. I mean, it's like, what the heck is going on here? I don't get it. But
I think they're doing that to get people to go to the movies.
Well, I think
just
so.
Just to see what's going to happen.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens, because both have those extraordinary superpowers in their own right. And I'm going to find out the storyline. I'm curious to find out what made them become pitted against each other. Like, what was the catalyst of this thing? What
maybe,
made them?
Maybe they were both trying to date Wonder Woman at the same time. Who knows?
Good. That's very good.
It's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, that is pretty good. That's very clever. I didn't think about that. I didn't go there, I should say. I did not go there. If you'd like to jump on our line, we have a few minutes. Our number here is 508-222-1320. I do want to thank Joan Ritchie for getting up early with us and talking about the Literacy Center's fundraising event. And if you haven't got the tickets yet, please call the Literacy Center for tickets. The International Food Tasting is a great fundraising event for the Literacy Center, but also it's a great event to taste so many restaurants. And she's got I'm counting maybe like 15 restaurants in different places that are going to be participating, from the catering to Bliss Dairy to Russ Morin to Cafe Portabella and Young's Catering, the breakfast place, Willow Tree. I mean, seriously, folks, I mean, you can't go wrong. And who else is providing music but our own Dominic Katoya? So you know that it's going to be moving along just great. He's very entertaining. So this fundraising event, I will be talking about it next week as well. It's Wednesday, April 13th at the Attleboro Elks from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Tickets are only $15. And actually, you can take a chance on these wonderful raffle items. When you go in there, the tables are set up. You'll be amazed at so many community folks stepped up and donated raffle items to this great organization, the Literacy Center in Attleboro. We're so blessed to have it. This entity is so special and very near and dear to my heart in Attleboro. And if you need tickets, again, call the Literacy Center. They're open at 8:30 today. No, today is Saturday, so they're open at 9 a.m. They're open Monday through Thursday at 8:30. The Literacy Center number is 508-226-3603. And also, too, even though it's a little bit overcast, and we may have some intermittent rain today, as Jim Corbin was saying, very severe weather coming our way tomorrow morning. The Attleboro High School Music Department's car wash is at the Triborough Gulf Station on Tona Boulevard from 11 a.m. to 3. I don't know if they're going to be out there all that time, but, you know, get your car washed or truck washed. It's a great organization to fund music in our schools. So there you have it. And let's see, what else do we have here? We're just wrapping it up for the day. A lot of activities going on, like I said, this week, next week. But, you know, go to the movies. It's going to be overcast and rainy. Go to the Women's Expo. The home show is going to be in town till tomorrow. Get some great ideas. I know that we had a very successful, the Attleboro Art Museum had a wonderful flower show earlier. It does kind of get you in the spring of things. And it is spring. It's hard to believe that we are going to get a little bit of dusting of an inch or so. But whatever you do, drive carefully, and especially heed Jim Corbin's warning. You know, it's going to be high winds, 65-mile-an-hour winds. That is very, very, very severe. So we'd like to thank you for listening to Out and About with Elaine, and meet us back here next week. But also, too, to stay tuned, because we have one hour of music, and then Donna Sprague is going to be filling in from 9 to noon today and as well as next week. And we've been told that we can expand our hours. So next week, Out and About with Elaine will be on from 7 to 9 a.m., and then followed by Donna Sprague from 9 to noon. Dominic will be back on Monday. His show starts at 6 a.m. all the way up to 9 a.m., and then Paul Healy will be on from 9 to noon, and then meet us back here on Out and About with Elaine. And we're here at 7 a.m., each and every Saturday morning, bringing you some great entertainment of what's going on in the area, as well as interviewing some very interesting guests. I am going to be talking next week a little bit more serious topics, as well as I will bring back all these wonderful fundraising events from the Literacy Center and the Attleboro High School class reunion information. I promised Ralph that I would definitely do that, and we'll have Tony Viveris on at some point, too, to talk about it, and maybe have Ralph even call in if he gets up this early as well. So anyway, from all of us here at WARA 1320, thank you for listening to Out and About with Elaine and all our programming. Have a wonderful weekend, and meet me back here next Saturday.